Public health and police investigators say they still have no idea how a 61-year-old New York woman contracted inhalation anthrax. Kathy Nguyen died this morning. She is the most puzzling in a series of anthrax cases since her work at a Manhattan hospital did not put her at obvious risk of coming into contact with anthrax spores. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Kathy Nguyen spent her final hours on a respirator. She couldn't reveal much about how she might have gotten sick. Little is known about her other than that she was a 61-year-old immigrant from Vietnam who worked quietly in the stockroom of a Manhattan hospital until she came down with this devastating disease. New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani said today that tests have not turned up any clues about how she might have been infected.
So far, all the environmental tests at the hospital, of which there have been 30 different specimens taken, have proven to be negative. All of the tests taken at her home, of which there were over 40 specimens in various parts of her apartment that were taken, have proven to be negative.
Unlike previous victims, Nguyen did not work for the post office or for a mailroom. She was not exposed to any known release of anthrax spores. That makes her a bit of a public health mystery. But officials say her death by itself does not necessarily prove anything. It does not mean that people can get sick from opening their mail. It just means that there are more questions out there today. New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick says he can't draw any conclusions until he talks to Nguyen's co-workers and friends.
And what we're trying to do is backtrack in this woman's life to see who her friends were, who she associated with, who knows where she's been, look at her apartment, look at her workplace, and do the environmentals there as well. So it's going to be a lengthy process.
The New York case has heightened concerns about how well various public agencies are coordinating the anthrax investigation. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has had to defend itself after the agency told the post office that postal workers were probably not at risk. Then two workers died and others became sick. Members of Congress raised concerns about coordination at a congressional hearing today. After the Senate hearing, Georgia Democrat Max Cleland said he was worried that Army bioweapons investigators did not immediately share all that they knew about the anthrax being sent through the mail.
You got the CDC with its public health responsibilities naturally competing with another agency, the Department of the Army. They compete for resources in the federal budget, and they're subtly competitive with one another.
Army tests eventually did reveal that the anthrax sent to the U.S. Capitol is very dangerous. It may have contaminated a Washington, D.C. mail facility, as well as more than a dozen other mail rooms around the Washington area. But Army and law enforcement officials insist they're giving all relevant information to the Centers for Disease Control. General John Parker is with the Army Bioweapons Lab.
I would say there's absolutely no rivalry. The Department of Defense has a role, and we understand that role, that we in the Department of Defense stand ready to support any entity in the United States that turns to the administration and then turns to the Department of Defense for support from our assets.
One public health official at today's hearing tried once again to put the anthrax problem into perspective. He reminded senators there are fewer than 20 cases nationwide. That anthrax statistic will be a lot less troubling to many Americans when investigators can explain exactly how all those people got sick. Larry Abramson, NPR News.